أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. غلبت الروم في أدنى الأرض وهم من بعد غلبهم سيغلبون في بضع سنين. لله الأمر من قبل ومن بعد ويومئذ يفرح المؤمنون بنصر الله. ينصر من يشاء وهو العزيز الرحيم. وعد الله لا يخلف الله وعده ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. يعلمون ظاهرا من الحياة الدنيا وهم عن الآخرة هم غافلون. أولم يتفكروا في أنفسهم ما خلق الله السماوات والأرض وما بينهما إلا بالحق وأجل مسمى. وإن كثيرا من الناس بلقاء ربهم لكافرون.
ألف لام ميم. Rome has been defeated in a land close by, and they, after this defeat of theirs, will be victorious within a few years. And with Allah Ta'ala is the decision in the past and in the future. And on that day will the believers rejoice with the help of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala helps whomever He wills, and He is exalted in might and full of compassion. This is the promise of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala never departs from His promise. But most men do not understand. They know about the apparent things of this life, but of the hereafter, the end of all things, they are totally unaware. Approximately 5 years before the Hijrah to Medina Munawwara, the Roman Empire was defeated, and the Kuffar of the Quraysh had rejoiced at the defeat of the Roman Empire, for they were pro-Persian. And Rome was defeated and crushed and forced right up to the capital, Constantinople. All the lands that they had occupied, Syria, Jerusalem, Palestine, all was overtaken by the Persians. But Allah Ta'ala makes a prediction that within a few years will the Romans triumph over the Persians. Bid-e-Sinin refers to a period within 9 years, and true to the promise, in the 7th year was the victory of the Roman Empire against Persia. And because the believers and the Muslims were pro-Roman, so they rejoiced at their victory. Perhaps the pagans and the Kuffar of Quraysh, they supported Persia and they were pro-Persian because both of them were in idolatry. And they felt within their minds that like the Roman Empire had collapsed in spite of it being people of the book, the so-called learned of the time, and they had collapsed, the believers also speak about themselves being people of the book, people that receive divine revelation. Like the Rome being the people of the book have collapsed, then the Muslims, Mecca, that were small in number, that were constantly under the persecution of the Meccans, they will also collapse within a few years by their constant persecution. So they rejoiced at this. But Allah Ta'ala says, after this defeat of theirs, they will be victorious and true to the word of Allah Ta'ala. This defeat had come to the Persian Empire and they were overthrown by Rome. And on this day, the believers had rejoiced when the Persians were defeated, because it was a double reason for them to rejoice. One was the defeat of the Persian Empire, and number two, this coincided with the day of Badr, where the Muslims had gained victory against the Kuffar of the Quraysh. So all this happens with the help of Allah Ta'ala, and He helps whomsoever He pleases. He is exalted in might and most merciful. When this is the promise of Allah Ta'ala, it must be fulfilled. The Kuffar, unfortunately, they just know about the apparent things of this life. All they progress in is in three departments. One is the material and how to gain the material prosperity. One is industry and how to progress in that regards. And one is how to eat and enjoy. So these are the apparent things of this life. They just know about gaining the mastery of the apparent things of this life, but of the hereafter they are totally unaware. They don't realize their folly, their stupidity, what end they are going up to. Do they not think within their own minds? Do they not reflect within their own selves that Allah Ta'ala has created the heavens and the earth and all that is in between for some reason and for a term that has been appointed? It isn't created all this whole universe with all its beauty and systems have not been created without reason. There is a purpose, there is a just end for all this creation, and there is a term that has been appointed. But most people deny the very meeting of their Rabb. Do they not travel through the earth and see what was the end of those people that came before them? They were superior to them in strength, and they tilled the soil, and they had populated it in greater number than these people that lived more, populated it more than these people, and their rasuls had come to them with clear proofs and miracles, and Allah Ta'ala did not wrong them, but they had wronged their own souls. Then the end of those who did evil was terrible, in that they had rejected the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and made a ridicule and mockery of the word of Allah ta'ala. It is Allah ta'ala who commences the very process of creation that He repeats thereafter. And to Him will you all be brought back. On the day of Qiyamah, the criminals, the guilty, will be struck with despair. And they will not have any of their partners to intercede on their behalf, and they will themselves reject their partners. On the day of Qiyamah, mankind will be sorted out on that day. Those who believe and do righteous works, they will be rejoicing in gardens. And those who reject and deny the wording of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His messages and the meeting of the day of Qiyamah, then they will be brought forth to punishment.